Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Yitesama Beis. We're holding on the Mishnah on the top of Yitesama Beis. So says the Mishnah, a person makes a sukkah like a teepee, or he takes a mat of schach and he leans it against the wall, so there's no defined walls and roof. Rabbi Eliezer says such a sukkah is possible, because there's no roof. However, the Chachamim say that the sukkah is kosher. Says the Gemara, Tanu, we learned in the Braisa, that Maida Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Eliezer's Maida, shemigbiya min hakarka tefach, that if you lift up either the teepee or the mat, the tefach from the ground, so now that tefach could be considered like the wall and the rest of it is the roof, so now we have a defined wall and roof. Aisha fliga min hakaisel tefach, or in the case of the mat that's leaned against the wall, so if you move it away from the wall, a tefach, and then you make schach over there, so now that could be the roof, so then she ksheira, because then you have a defined a roof. My tamayu de rabbanan. Now, what's the reason why the rabbanan allow this sukkah even without doing any of these tricks of picking it up or moving it from the wall? Says the Gemara, because they hold shipui ayolim kaayolim damu. They hold that even a tilted roof, a tilted ayol is an ayol that's also considered an ayol even without defined walls and roof. That could also be considered an ayol. Says the Gemara that Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef to kagani bekilas chasanim besukkah. Abaye one time found Rabbi Yosef sleeping inside of a kilas chasanim inside of the sukkah. He was sleeping in a bed that had a teepee on top of it. So now, according to the Chachamim, that shipuy ayolim is ka'olim damu, so that's considered an ayol. So that's mafsik between him and the schach. It's only according to Rabbi Eliezer holds that shipuy ayolim is not considered an ayol. So then it's okay this that Rabbi Yosef was sleeping in this bed. So Amar Leis. So Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, command Rabbi Eliezer, you're going like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's not considered an oil. Shavkas Rabbanon va'avdas Rabbi Eliezer, you're leaving the Rabbanon, you're ditching the Rabbanon and going like Rabbi Eliezer. Why would you do such a thing? Halachic Rabbim. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye that no, Braisa Ibchatani. I have a Braisa which has the Machlaikas the other way around. That Rabbi Eliezer Machshir v'chacham in Poislin. That when it came to the Tipi Sukkah and the mat against the wall, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who said it's kosher because he holds that it is considered an oil, and the Chachamim say it's possible because it's not an oil, so that's why I'm sleeping in this bed, because I'm going like the Bryce's version of the Chachamim, that it's not considered an oil. However, Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, Shavkas Masnisen Vavdas Ke Bryce, Mishnah's more authoritative, why would you go like the Bryce over the Mishnah? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef said back to Abai, Masnisen Yechidahi, because I have a Raya that the Mishnah is a Das Yachid. What's the Raya? The Tanya, because we learned in a Bryce, Ha'isa Sukasa Kemin Sriya Fashasam Chalakaisa, Rabbi Nasunaimir. So it's mamish the din of our Mishnah. However, you see from the Braisa that this is Rabbi Nasan's version of the Machlaikas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Nasan's version of the Machlaikas is that it's the Chachamim who hold that it is considered an oil. However, being that it's just Rabbi Nasan's version, that's a Das Yachid, that's why when we like the Braisa, that really it's the Chachamim who hold that it's not considered an oil. So by Sukkah they hold that the Tzrif and the Samchal HaKaisel case is not considered a Kasher Sukkah, but that's what also gives me a heter now to sleep in the Kilas Chasanim under the Schach, because it's not considered an oil. Zog the next Mishnah, Machzelas HaKanim Gedoylof, let's say you have a large reed mat, Asal L'Shchiva, so if you make it as a bed, so now, even though it's Pshutikli Eitz, now that it's a bed, it's Mekabel Tomas Medris, Mekabel Estoma, Ve'e Misakrim, but it's Mekabel Toma, Memele, you cannot use it as Schach. L'Sikuch, however, if you make the mat, if you manufacture it for Schach, so then Misakrim, but Ve'e Mekabel Estoma, you could use it as Schach, and it's not Mekabel Toma, because it's Pshutikli Eitz. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm there. Rabbi Eliezer says that no, there's no difference between large mats and small mats. You said it just about large mats, but it's true about small mats as well. Achas katana v'achas gedayla. Asal l'shchiva, if you manufacture it for a bed, mekabel tuma ve'im misakrimba, so then it's mekabel tuma, and you cannot use it as schach. However, l'sikuch, if you make it for schach, so then misakrimba ve'im mekabel tuma, so then you could use it as schach, and it's not mekabel tuma. So the Mishnah is a little bit vague. The Gemara is going to explain it. Haguf Akasha, says the Gemara, the Tanakamo is a steer vineube. Amrid asa l'shchiva mikabel estoma ve'im esakrimba. First you said that if you specifically manufacture it for a bed, so then it's a bed, then it's mikabel toma, and you cannot use it as schach. Taimoda asa l'shchiva. Mashma only because you specifically had in mind that it should be a bed. Hastama, if you didn't have anything in mind, a stam large mat is l'sikuch, it's schach, and it's going to be kosher for schach and not mekabel tuma. However, v'hadar tani, then you said that l'sikuch, if you manufacture it as schach, so then misakchaba v'ne mekabel tuma. So then it's kosher for schach and it's not mekabel tuma. That's mashma, that taimoda asa l'sikuch. It's only because you specifically had in mind that it should be schach and not a bed. Stama l'shchiva. Mashma that a stam mat is for lying down, and it's going to be possible for schachan, and it is mekabel tuma. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, haloi kasho, kam begedolo, kam begetano. The Reisha and the Seifa of the Rabbanan were talking about two different mats. The Reisha, as it says in the Mishnah, was talking about a large mat. Large mats were typically hard and rough and not very comfortable. And therefore, being that it was hard and rough, so therefore, it's, minastam, it is made for a schach and not for a bed. It's only if you specifically have in mind that it should be a bed, so then it's gonna be a bed and it's gonna be mekabel tuma apostle for schach. The Seifa was talking about small mats. Small mats minastam are a bed. It's only if you specifically have in mind that it should be, a schach, so then it's considered schach and you could use the schach. Well, frak the Gemara, im seifa. The Marshal's Girsa, im seifa. Rabbi Eliezer, Emer, Rabbi Eliezer says in the seifa that achas ketana v'achas gedayla, both about small mats and large mats, asa l'shchiva mekabelos tuma ve misakhnaba. If you specifically make it for shchiva, so then it's mekabel tuma and you can't use the schach. Taima d'asa l'shchiva. It's only because you specifically made it l'shchiva hastama l'sikach. Mashma min astam, it's for schach. But then im seifa, then look at the next words of Rabbi Eliezer, that asa l'sikach misakhnaba ve mekabelos tuma. If you make it for schach, so then if it's you could use it as schach and it's not mekabel tuma. Taima d'asa l'sikuch. It's mashma only if you make it for schach. Hastama l'shchiva. But min hastam, it's made as a bed and it's going to be mekabel tuma and possible for schach. So which one is it? It's a stir mine ubei and Rabbi Eliezer. And here you can't say kam begedel kam begetana because Rabbi Eliezer specifically said that his din is true both about a katana and about a gedela. So says the Gemara, Ella Marava, Begedoyla Kuli Amaloi Pligi Destam Alasikoch. Everybody agrees that large mats min astam, they're very hard, they're uncomfy, they're made for schach. Ki Pligi Beketana, the Machloikas has had a few small mats. Tanakama Savar Stam Ketana Lashchiva, Rabbi Eliezer Savar Stam Ketana Nami Lasikoch. Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanakama holds that they're comfortable and they're made for beds. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that no, even small mats are not so comfy and they're made for schach. And this is what you're supposed to read the Mishnah. The Makzelas Akanim Gedayla. When it comes to large mats, Asa L'Shchiva Mekabelis Tuma VeMisachimba. So if you make it for Shchiva, so it's Mekabel Tuma, and you cannot use Neschach. If you make it for Shchiva, Taima Dasa L'Shchiva. Only if you specifically make it as a bed. Hastama, but min Hastam, large mats are not so comfortable, and therefore Nasa Kamisha Asa L'Sikach UMisachimba. So it's as if you made it for Shchach, because min Hastam it's for Shchach, and therefore you could use Neschach. And on that, v'asa, b'liyazer l'meimer, then no, achas katana v'achas gedayla, both by large mats and small mats, stoma is ksheira l'sikach, that minas stam, it's not just true about large mats, it's even small mats, it's only if you make it l'shchiva that it's a problem, but minas stam, it's gonna be kosher, it's gonna be as if you made it for schach, and it's gonna be kosher. That's the way you read the Mishnah. However, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye asked Rava, Ihachi, if that's the way you're reading the Mishnah, so then Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Achaz Ketana V'Achaz Gedayla, Achaz Gedayla V'Achaz Ketana Mibayle. You always say the bigger Chiddush last. So Rabbi Eliezer should have said that even Ketana, Achaz Gedayla V'Achaz Ketana. And furthermore, ki pligi begedaylu with the pligi. I'll prove it to you that their machlekas is not about schach a machzelas ketano. It's about a machzelas gedaylu. That's where their machlekas is. And Rabbi Eliezer luchumra. Rabbi Eliezer is the more machmer one of the two. The tanya, like we learned in the braiso, the machzelas akonim, when it comes to begedaylu misakhimba, the tanakama says you could just use it as schach. When a stam, you could use it as schach. And Rabbi Eliezer oimer im ena mekabelas tuma misakhimba. Then no, it's only if it's not mekabelas Tumma that you could use it as schach, but not stama. So says the Gemara Elam Rav Papa Bikatana Kuli Amaloi Pligi Destama L'Shchiva. Everybody agrees that small mats are very comfy, and therefore stam small mats are made for shechiva. Ki pligi begedoyla. The machloikis is about the large mats. Tanakama suffers stam gedoyla l'sikuch. Large mats are not very comfortable and minastam de for schach. Rabbi Eliezer suffers stam gedoyla nami l'shechiva. You get used to it. They're not so bad. Large mats were made for sleeping. And therefore, now the way we'll read it, the Tanakama is the exact same way we read it in the beginning of the Gemara, that he's mechalik between large mats and small mats. Large mats minastam are for schach. So it's only small mats that minastam are for shechiva. So that's the pshat in the answer to the steer in the Tanakama. The question is now, why did Rabbi Eliezer say, if all mats minastam are for shechiva, so why did Rabbi Eliezer say, if you make it for shechiva, it's a problem? Why did Rabbi Eliezer say, if you make it a shechiva? Says the Gemara, hochi kamer. No, it's even stam. That stam asi also nami l'shechiva adav l'sikach. Rabbi Eliezer meant to say is that even large mats, small mats and large mats, all mats minastam are made l'shechiva until you specifically make it for schach. But otherwise minastam it's for shechiva, and therefore it's going to be makabel tumah and possible to be used as schach.